to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 27. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 27. And we'll read down to 31 when you have it. We're just going to say amen. We want to move on. All right. We want to talk about tonight, renewed strength. Renewed strength. Amen. We all need it. I need it. You need it. The world need it. We need strength. We need God's strength. We've been going in the same strength for a pretty good while sometimes. Sometimes you can go in the same routine, same everything. You be worn and tired and exhausted. Same strength. Amen. We have to have renewed strength. Amen. Renewed strength is the same as new strength. Amen. We need new strength. If you get fighting the same old problems, same old situations and things, we need strength, greater strength, amen, to be able to continue on, amen. Renew strength. To renew means to regenerate, means to revive, means to replenish, to restore to freshness with vigor like new, amen. We need to be made brand new, amen. The Lord, he promised to give us renewed strength. He wouldn't tell us anything about renewed strength if he didn't know that we need renewed strength. We need renewed strength. We must have renewed strength, amen. We can just go out of this world on the same strength. Just keep going on till we fade on out. Because if we don't have renewed strength, we will faint. Not just naturally, but spiritually, we would faint. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, it says, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgments is passed over from my God?" It's saying, why are you saying, in other words, "O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God." You know, sometimes there are situations in our life that continue, and look like there's no ending. And I'm speaking about things that are not pleasant, things that we need a change about. We need a great change about. And it's like they just continue year after year, month after month, day after day. And sometimes we have prayed prayers over and over and over, and we don't see a manifestation of the prayers being answered. We don't know when that's going to take change, when God is going to do this. And sometimes we give up the idea. We give up the idea in our minds and say, is this not going to change? You know, this is what the scripture is saying. It said, my way is hid from the Lord. Sometimes we think the things we're going through, God doesn't see it. God sees everything and he hears everything. But sometimes because we don't see a manifestation of change, we just feel like God don't hear it, he don't see it, and it's not going to change. Amen. I'm going to read that scripture again, maybe kind of shine a little bit more light on what it's saying. Why sayest thou, O Jacob? Why speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord. Sometimes we feel like our situation, God don't hear it, he don't see it, because it has not changed. And my judgment, in other words, my outcome, is passed over from my God. That's the way we think. This is the way the scripture is saying. And it says in verse 28, "Hast thou not known?" It's asking us a question. It's a question mark at this. It says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God," how many know God is everlasting? God does not wear out. He doesn't wear and tear like we do. He doesn't wear out. He's everlasting. "The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not." God doesn't faint. We faint. We become weary. But God does not faint. Thank God for that. We'd be in trouble if God fainted. It said, "The creator of the ends of the earth fainted not, neither is weary." God doesn't faint, and he doesn't get tired, which is weary. He doesn't get weary, and he don't get tired like we do. We get weary, we get tired, we get weary in our spirits. Now we feel like throwing in the towel. You get tired. I don't know how far I can go. And it can equate to your physical body. But see, you can go lay down when you get physically tired. But when you get spiritually tired, you need a move of God. The weariness starts in your mind. The fainting starts in your mind. If the devil can get you to be weary in your mind, he can get you to faint in your mind. That's what he works on the most, because he tells you you cannot make it. Once he convinced you, you cannot make it. And a lot of time people don't know the Lord, and they don't know that they should go to the Lord in prayer. They just give up. I can't make it any longer. Or either they do go find something to try to fix their situation themselves. When we go try to fix situations instead of waiting upon the Lord, we are heading to destruction, because we're going to make a mess. And it says, the creator of the earth don't faint, neither is weary. To be weary means to be tired, worn out, to be drained and exhausted. And we all feel like that, even in the natural. You work on your job, you're dealing with this, you deal with that, you got a whole lot. You get weary, tired, and drained. What do people do when they get weary, tired, and drained? They go and lay down. That's what they're supposed to do. Go lay down, get some rest for the body. That's what they do. But when you get weary and tired in your spirit, you need to go to the Lord in prayer. You need to, somebody say, well, I went to the Lord in prayer and I don't see what nothing changed. You need to go to the Lord, keep going to the Lord till you get an answer. Keep knocking on the heavens doors till you get a breakthrough. Amen. A lot of times, reason we don't get no help is because we do not go to God and ask him. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And we have to pray more earnestly. Sometimes our prayers are not getting answered also because we do not pray more earnestly. We need to pray more earnestly. Pray more earnestly. Praying more earnestly is the same as praying sincerely. Praying more earnestly is the same as praying sincerely. A lot of times we pray these prayers and we don't see them get up off the floor. We don't see them change nothing, because a lot of times we got a lot of mess in our prayers. Our prayers are not effective. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You have to pray fervently. That says fervently is the same as praying earnestly. Amen. You learn how to pray earnest prayers, fervent prayers, and then you will see a move of God. So a lot of times when we're doing, say, I didn't pray. They say pray. I didn't pray. I didn't pray. I didn't pray. But sometimes God is waiting on you to pray more earnestly. Those type of prayers God hears. God just don't hear you just uttering words. I mean, he hears you, but you don't get no demonstration of him changing anything when your heart is not sincere. Your heart has to be sincere. If you want God to do anything, we don't talk to God nonchalant. Lord, I know I don't. When I talk to the Almighty God, he's the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he's the one to be reverenced. I talk with him with great respect. I go to him looking and expect, because I know he's the only one can fix my situation. Can't nobody else fix my situation like the Lord. God's the only one can turn anything that needs to be turned around. Amen. If it needs to be pulled down or whatever he needs to do, he's the only one can do that. So I know that. So I don't go to him and play. I go to him and pray. We plan. When we go to the Lord, we plan our minds here, our minds there, and we expect the move of God. You would get no move of God with a mindset like that. You got to get down to the nitty gritty. And I know that's an old term, old school, but everybody know what that is. You got to get down with God, sincere, and God will get sincere. He will be back sincere with you. Because the Bible says they're effectual. Your prayer has to have some effect behind it. Amen. Amen. You got to mean what you say in prayer. Amen. You can't give God them little nonchalant prayers and your mind running here and your mind running there and you already going to make for your mind what you're going to do. Them prayers don't get answered. You got to pray more fervently. Sometimes you got to pray, amen, your flesh out the way. A lot of times it's not the other people. It's sometimes our flesh is in the way. Your flesh will keep your prayers from being answered. You have to, and sometimes you just need to turn your plate down. You need to skip a meal. Somebody said, well, I'm on all kind of medicines. I can't skip no meal. Or you can skip some meals. You can skip a meal, or you can skip, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Now, if you skip a meal, don't go and say, Pastor Thomas told me to not take my medicine. I didn't tell you to do that. Ask God to show you how to get that done. It's not so much how long you get it done. It's let you giving God something to work. You letting God know that my hearing from you, Lord, it means so much to me. It means more than this meal right here. I could eat this meal a little bit later, but it means so much. Lord, I need a breakthrough, God. I need you to give me a breakthrough before I have a breakdown. We need God to give us a breakthrough before we have a breakdown. Because when the same thing over and over keeps going over and over on us, amen, we are going to be weary. And well, we're going to be weary. We're going to be tired. We're going to be exhausted. And so the Lord is saying, amen. He gave it, amen. He said, neither is weary. God doesn't get weary. And I say, thank the Lord for that. God doesn't, he doesn't have to lay down and go to sleep like you and me. He doesn't get weary and say, I'm just tired. He doesn't get weary. He's Almighty God. He don't get weary. Thank God for that. And the Lord, if he don't get weary, he really don't want us to get weary. Yeah, we will get weary in well-doing. Lord said, don't be weary. He told us not to be weary in well-doing because he know we are human and we will get tired and we will get exhausted. But he's telling you what you can do when you get exhausted and you get tired. Some people just stay that way and keep going that way all week long and they keep going to the next week. You don't have to stay, remain the same. You just don't have to do that. You can go to the Lord in prayer before you get to anybody's church and be sincere in God and get a breakthrough. You can say, Lord, I am tired. God, I am weary. Lord, I can't seem to do this any longer, God. God, I need your help. And when you say, telling the Lord all that, you're spending more time with him than you are on your phone, than you are watching the TV or any other media or anything. You're sincere with God. It's like, Lord, and if that don't seem to work, you come back to God again. If that don't seem to work, you come back again. Because every time you come back, evidently it might be something in your way while you're not getting the breakthrough that you need. And every time you keep coming back to God, God can keep shedding your flesh out of the way so he can give you the miracle that you stand in need of. Amen. Our miracle and our breakthrough depends on what we do. What we do. You and I play a part in your breakthrough. God don't do everything. He's not going to do everything for you. You and I play a part in your breakthrough. That's like if you need a job or you can't sit and say the job's going to come to me. You got to get out and go look for the job. You have to pray. You have to seek God if you want a breakthrough. You can't sit there and fold your arm and say, God knows I need a breakthrough. You have to give God something to work with. Because that's what strengthens and increases your faith. Amen. Amen. It said, there's God, in other words, creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. No one can figure God out. That's what they're saying. No one, he's God alone. I'm so glad. Amen. Because people are trying to figure you out. They can't even figure their own self out. But God said, in other words, no one can get in the mind of God and say, God's this, God's that. God, no one can search him out. He's so powerful. He's above all and through us all. Amen. There's no searching of his understanding. You cannot figure him out. The only way you're going to understand God is read his word and he explained his word. And that's how he tell you about him. Other than that, you can't figure out the next move, God. You might tell people God gonna move for me today. He might move for you 3 days from now. You might say God's going to the left. God might be going to the right because he's God. He'll let you know who's in charge. Amen. He gave it power to the faint. God gave us power. Amen. To faint means become weak. And I'm not talking about them natural fainting either. I'm talking about spiritually to become fainting. It's to become weak, to lose heart, to lose courage, to give up and quit. Some people get to the point, let's get up and quit. I can't do this no longer. You started fainting. I can't go on no further. Fainting in my mind. The fainting starts in the mind. I'm saying the fainting starts in the mind. Amen. You got the Bible say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You got to get a hold of your thoughts. You got to, amen, pray that God would get a hold of your mind. Get a hold of your thoughts. How do you think people take their lives and stuff? This goes on up here. They say the devil tell them, you can't do this no longer. You don't want to live no longer. He comes to attack the mind. And you got to call upon the name of Jesus. The Bible said, let this mind be in me within you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And the Lord said, in other words, the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty, mighty, great. They're pulling down the strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. If you look at a situation and say, I can't, you'll never do it. Amen. The Lord said he made us more than a conqueror. God give you a conquering spirit. Nothing is impossible when you have God going before you. But in your own intellect, I can't. Amen. But God said you can. He said you can do all things through me that strengthens you. Amen. So he said he get power in verse 29. Amen. He get power to the faint. God will give us power. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29 now. He give power to the faint. Power is he give ability. God gives the strength. Power is equal to strength. God gives you power, amen, when your mind is fainting, amen. Somebody said, well, what would be the worst? Well, you feel fainting in the natural, or you feel fainting in your mind. I mean, none of it's good, but amen, your mind, you really need your mind. God, grab a hold of your mind, because your mind feel overwhelmed. The Bible said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than me. When my heart feels overwhelmed, and we all face situations. We all in situations where we can feel overwhelmed. You know, the devil comes with many attacks. Sometimes they're outward, sometimes they're inward. Amen. I believe the inward ones are even the greater. So sometimes he catches you off guard and he'll come attack that mind. And you feel like, I can't throw these thoughts off. I can't get rid of them. I'm feeling like I'm being overwhelmed. When your heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, the Lord said, lead me to the rock that's higher than me. God wants, amen, you to call upon the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. He said to give you power to the faint. To the faint, the ones, in other words, is weak in spirit, losing courage and heart, feel like quitting. He said, in other words, he give it power to the faint and to them that have no might. You can get so low that you don't have no might. You don't have no strength. You don't have nothing to muster up to keep going on, even to live. I can't do this no more. I can't even imagine to do it. Amen. He said, to them that have no might, God said, I will increase strength. When you don't feel like I can go on, I have no strength to go on, God said, I will increase strength. Amen. I don't know what people are speaking about, amen, to the people of God. But we need a move of God, amen. We need God to, amen, to strengthen our hearts. We need God to strengthen our minds. All this other nonsense stuff, amen, is not getting strength for nobody. We need to move a miracle of God. We need God to come and restore us mentally, physically. Because sometimes you can went through so much that almost deteriorate your mind. Amen. Glory to God. We need the Spirit of God to come and revive us. Amen. Strengthen us. Amen. What do you think about people behind closed bars? If they don't have somebody praying for them or anything like that, people that have been incarcerated maybe 50 years or however, those people, they don't lost the concepts in their mind because of the pressure is so great. Amen. And without the Lord, I don't see how nobody can make it without the Lord, because the pressure down here is great without the Lord. I don't know about nobody else, but I sure know I need the Lord. Amen. You need the Lord for every minute, every second. It's a blessing to have God to be your guide. I say it's a blessing to have God to be your guide, that you don't sit there have to think about every little move that you're going to move, every decision you got to make. You can go to the Almighty God and inquire of him, and he'll show you the right thing to do. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Amen. Amen. He giving power to the faint. But to them don't have no might, he increased strength. God said, in other words, where there was no might, where there was no strength, God said, I put strength there. You might not see him put it there, but you surely feel it when you call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. It said, even the youth, verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary. It don't matter how strong you are. It don't matter, if you are buffed. It don't matter if you work out. It don't matter, but you can be weak in your mind. Amen. Weak in your mind, that you shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall absolutely fall. As never, without a shadow of doubt, they're going to stumble and fall without the help of the Lord. He said, even if you shall faint and be weary, be tired, be exhausted. The people say, well, you're young because you're strong. You don't get weak. We got more weak young people than we do old people nowadays. They're weak in their thoughts. They're weak in their direction. They need the mind of Christ. Amen. It said, but even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall absolute fall. They will stumble and fall. But they that wait on the Lord. But they that wait on the Lord. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? Wait on the Lord after you done prayed. After you have talked to God, seek his face. Amen. Keep seeking his face till you feel him moving upon you, giving you the breakthroughs you need. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord, don't go off and do what you want to do. Don't go off in your own direction. Wait upon the Lord. When you go to the Lord in prayer, you don't just hop up and just make your way after you get him. Well, I'm going to do this. Well, if you will, you go on the wrong way. Sometimes God don't come always when we want him to come, but he's always on time. God will not come the day, the hour that you think he will come, but he will be on time. Wait on the Lord. And the Bible said, while you waiting on the Lord, be of a good courage. While you waiting on the Lord, you don't sit and fold your hands talking about, I'm waiting on God to come and deliver me. I'm waiting on. You keep your mind on the Lord, and you keep doing the things that God wants you to do. Amen. And go on with your life while God is renewing your strength. You will not see God when he's renewing your strength, but you sure will feel and know he's been there. I said, you will not see him coming to renew your strength, but you will find out, I'm standing through all of this. God then came by. Amen. He will renew your strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God makes your old strength new. He moved that old strength out the way. God knows this how to encourage us. God don't encourage you the way you think he's going to encourage you. God can come so many ways, amen, to renew your strength. He can come so many ways to and when he feel like you about at the last, and for you know, you done swung back with some strength, because he done came and did something for you. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. In other words, when you renew your strength, you feel a wind. You feel a wind of the Holy Ghost, something lifting you up, something encouraging you, something motivating you, something stirring you. When you thought it was over, you just feel yourself rising up. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Renewing your strength. You know, you can't get renewed strength if you don't go before the Lord. Can't nobody throw it on you. You got to go before the Lord yourself and pray. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Pray until you feel a breakthrough. Pray more earnestly. Amen. Everything God put before you, pray. God, amen, have us to pray more earnestly. Remember, I say praying more earnestly is praying more sincerely. You got to be sincere with the Lord. You can't tell him half of your problem and keep the rest of it. And you can't do it his way over here and do it your way over there. That is not going to work. You can't get renewed strength like that. And the longer you do it like that, the longer you're going to take to get strength. But if you just go right in, amen, and zap right in and do everything God tells us to do and obey him, your strength will mount up quicker. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. God will cause us to run and not be weary. Amen. And he'll cause us to walk and not faint. Amen. You know, when we serve in the Lord, we have some days of fainting. We just feel like some days we feel like I'm fainting. I feel like I can't almost do this or that anymore. Amen. God don't want us walking around here feeling like we're going to faint every breath we take. Some people serve the Lord like that. That is not the way God wants us to serve him. He wants us to serve him with joy. He wants us to serve him with peace. He wants us to be excited. He wants us, whatever our hands can find to do, he wants us to do that. He wants us to be excited about the things of God. He don't want us like, I just got to do this. This is a hard old way. I got to do it. He wants us to be excited about the things of God. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to this next scripture in the book of Psalms. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. The Lord has many benefits. Amen. And we ought to bless his name. Some people say, well, I pray, I just don't know what to pray for and pray about. You need to get down and say, Lord, I bless the Lord upon my soul and all that is within me. I bless your holy name. Then it says again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgetting not all his benefits. Amen. God got so many benefits, you can't count them all. I can't count them all. You thank him. Lord, we get up and say, Lord, I thank you for laying down. Lord, I thank you for rising up. Lord, I thank you for this. We would never thank the Lord for all the benefits. There's so many benefits. Amen. He keeps you from the seen and the unseen danger. Amen. Glory to God. While you're asleep, you don't have to wake up and see another day. Glory to God. But he wakes you up. Amen. And to be woke up and then be clothed in your right mind too. See, there's another benefit. You can wake up but not be clothed in your right mind. All the benefits, amen, that God gives us keeps us from the seen and unseen danger. Amen. And so much more. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Even if you're having a bad day, even if you're having a good day, even if, I don't care if you're sick and seem like you can't get well, I don't care what the situation is, you still got benefits. God is still bless you to be here because you don't have to be here. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, I bless his holy name. Amen. It said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all my diseases. God forgive all my sins, all my iniquities, all my shortcomings. Amen. God forgives. Amen. He said, great, he never, I'm great every day. New mercies. Every day, new mercies you see. Every day, new mercies I see. That means you didn't deserve it. You shouldn't have got it. You should have got reprimanded for it. Glory to God. But God said, have mercy upon you. In other words, he didn't have to wake you up because you didn't do what was right. I didn't do what was right. Some kind of shortcoming you may have, but he let you see a brand new day. He said, new mercies. Well, I let you see. There's some things that we know that we shouldn't have said. There's some things we know we shouldn't have done. Glory to God. But God have had mercy upon us. Amen. Those are benefits. Amen. Who forgiven all, in other words, my iniquities or my sin, who healed all my diseases. Amen. The Bible said, by his stripes, we are healed. Glory to God. Somebody might say, well, I don't feel healed and I don't look healed. Glory to God. But the Lord said, by my stripes, you are healed by faith. By my stripes, you are set free and healed. Glory to God. And just a matter of time, God would give us a demonstration of his power, of the manifestation, the things he have already done. Glory to God. Who redeemed that life from destruction. God kept us from destruction. Amen. We don't have to be here. We could have been wiped on out of here. You could have been walking across the street and didn't see that car. Glory to God. Somebody could have broken your home and harmed you and hurt you or something. All kind of destruction all about us. Glory to God. Who kept us? Amen. Redeemed us, our life from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Can nobody love you like the Lord? Can nobody, glory to God, be merciful unto you like the Lord. Amen. He has tender mercies. He's the only one that I know won't hold what you have done, what won't hold what I've done against you if you repent and make it tell the Lord, I'm sorry. He will not hold it against you. People will hold it against you. People will never forgive you. But God will have mercy upon you. Glory to God. And one thing about when God forgives you, amen, he'll have people to do right by you too. Amen. You want to have God's forgiveness. You don't want to worry about only if people forgive you. You want to make sure, amen, that God is forgiving you. And the Bible says, follow peace with all men. Follow peace with God and follow peace with man. Amen. God is a forgiving God. Glory to God. Who redeemed thy life from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. God knows how to satisfy. Amen. God knows how to renew your strength. That's what I was saying earlier. God can do anything he wants to do to turn your situation around that will bring you energy, bring you spiritual energy. It'll bring you, amen, joy. It'll bring you peace. God can do one little thing. Whatever he wants to do, amen, one thing he does can do a whole lot for you. God just know how to renew your strength. Amen. It says he knows how to satisfy or fulfill our desires. When it says he knows how to satisfy our mouth with good things, he knows how to fulfill every desire. Amen. He knows how to fulfill every desire that we would have. Amen. In him. Amen. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes. That's my last verse. Amen. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Amen. Amen. Regardless, he fulfilled us not with bad things, but with good things. Amen. It's good to have health and strength. It's good to be clothed in your right mind. It's good to be able to think for yourself. It's good to be able to get up and move and have your being. It's good for you to be, it's good to be able to, amen, to do things for yourself. I can put my own clothes on. I can go as well as I please. Those are the blessings of the Lord. Fulfillment. Well, a lot of times we look for so many other things. Glory to God. We need to thank God for what he's already done. Because somebody can't get up and put on their clothes. Somebody can't feed themselves. Somebody have to have somebody care for them. Somebody don't know even who they are and where they at in this life. They don't have a mind. Amen. We got a lot of benefits. I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, thank you. I'm a fair, even as I get older, I'm thanking the Lord all the time. Amen. Glory to God. He said he would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon the Lord. Glory to God. Because as your body ages, your body start getting older, everything start getting older. Amen. Glory to God. But God, amen, there's no difference with him. He don't care how old you are. He'll keep you in your right mind. You don't have to go crazy because you're getting older. Glory to God. You don't have to go crazy. I'm going to say because you're younger. Because sometimes the people that's younger, they act like something wrong with their mind. But God said, let this mind. Something will be wrong with your mind if you don't keep the mind of Christ. I said something will be wrong with your mind if you don't keep the mind of Christ. It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. If you got the mind of Christ, not your own mind, you are very powerful. And God said, I give you power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means to hurt you. The Lord said, I give you power to pull down strongholds. All these things are done in the spirit. Some people are, why do I have to go to church? Why do I have to pray? Because if you want the victory, you better keep God in your life. Amen. The weapon of your warfare is not carnal. You cannot fight this devil out here. You can't fight situation here. You can't take authority over nothing in your own intellect. You got to have the power of God. People going to smother that out. We won't take all that. We don't need all that. Well, you're going down without it. I'm going to tell you that. You're going to go down without it. I am a witness. You will go down without the power of God being in your life. I don't care if you've been saved 50 years. You will go down if you leave God out of your equation, out of your life. Amen. You can't put God in the back and you drive the front. You better put him up, keep him in the front, let him stay in the front. If you're going down, amen. I think I'm about to say it all. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Renew strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank